here we are on BYU Radio. I'm Mike Pond, and today we have Hillel Presser, who is going to talk to us a little bit about asset protection. Today it's really easy to live forever on the Internet, but that may not necessarily be a good thing. For many of our online accounts, from automatic bill payments to eBay, many of them remain active after we pass away, unless we take steps to ensure that they don't. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, you know, what our law firm does is pretty much two things. Number one is asset protection, and number two is estate planning. So while you're alive, our law firm helps our clients protect any asset they have from any financial threat. You know, people work their whole lives to make money so they can retire, donate it, pass it down to their kids. Well, one car accident, one lawsuit, one slip and fall can take everything away. We also help people with estate planning. So essentially, we help them with their wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare surrogates. We want to make sure that their assets go where they want it to go, quickly, privately, and with the least amount of taxes as possible. And probably one of the biggest assets that is overlooked, both from an asset protection and estate planning point of view, is the digital media. You know, when people are asked about their assets, they mostly think about cash in the bank, their homes, their cars, their businesses. You know, they never think about their digital media. You know, what about the thousands and thousands of dollars you've spent on your music library, your photo library, usernames and passwords to accounts, social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, maybe even phone numbers and domain names. So there's a lot of digital media out there that could be worth just as much or if not more than your assets, but unfortunately people just forget about that.
Yeah, you know, is it a good precaution just to give a relative or a significant other your password or logins?
Well, there's a couple things you could do. Number one is, you know, it's still a new topic, but as more and more time passes, there's a lot of companies out there actually online that'll store your passwords, and you can actually pick where you want them to go when you pass away. Another thing I recommend is appoint a trusted advisor, whether it be a friend, a lawyer, a CPA, and maybe give them a list of your usernames and passwords and tell them who you want to have it. Lastly, you always want to include that in your estate plan. So you'll want to put in your will, you know, number one, who you're leaving all these digital assets to, and also where they can get the information from them. You never want to leave the actual usernames and passwords in your will, because that could end up being public record.
Right. And I know this is kind of a new topic in law, because the Internet has only been around for the last 15 years, or in the mainstream at least. Now, is it necessarily illegal if you just have it with the passwords without written permission to access those accounts and to cancel them or to do whatever?
Well, I wouldn't use the word illegal, but you know, every site has different privacy policies. Every site has rules and regulations. So some sites would allow you to log into other people's accounts. Others do not let you transfer, you know, usernames and passwords. So that's really going to be something that's site specific.
What are some other digital records that we should plan an afterlife for?
Well, I mean, there's so many different ways you can look at it, and probably the two biggest ways are, I mean, think about it like this. I mean, you might have a Facebook account with 5,000 friends for your ice cream store. Well, when you pass away, whether you leave it to a business partner or to a child, you know, if they ever want to sell the business, you know, if they can't access your account and, you know, your social media falls into dismay and you lose all those fans and likes and friends, well, that's a lot of goodwill that you're going to lose when you try and go sell the business. So people really need to realize that, you know, digital media is such a big asset. On the other hand, you know, also, what happens, you know, in today's digital economy, you know, a lot of people have their account set up, you know, to ping their account every month for their cell phone, their electric, their water, their mortgage. You know, if you don't give someone your names and passwords to get into your accounts when you pass away, it could drain your bank account. So, again, there's so many different things that you have to look at it from. And the first thing people need to do is really educate themselves. You know what their options are. And as a special courtesy, if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the contact us form on the top of the page, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free book.
That's a great offer. Thank you so much. And I was taking a look at the website, and it looks pretty top-notch.
Well, thank you. It's again. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. We literally have hundreds, maybe even thousands of pages of information there. We'll tell you, you know, how to protect everything you own from everyone, every time. We'll educate you a lot about estate planning. So we want to make sure that, you know, what you worked your whole life to obtain, you know, you get to keep and your family gets to keep.
Right. And you mentioned earlier that one thing that you could do is give that information to a trusted loved one, somebody who's hopefully tech savvy. If you don't have someone like that in your life, who should you turn to?
Well, I kind of talk about, you know, appointing what I refer to as a digital executor. You know, no different than just a regular executor. And again, you know, it could be an attorney or any professional that can, you know, handle your estate planning. So when you pass away, if there's no friend or relative, you know, certainly you can retain the services at a, you know, at a very small amount of some sort of professional advisor.
Do you have a personal story or an experience of someone that you've helped or worked with concerning this topic?
Well, I mean, I see dozens and dozens of people, you know, who again, you know, have unfortunately lost digital media assets, you know, whether it's their parents died or their spouse died. And when people come into my office and they want to get their assets protected in case of lawsuits and they want to put their estate planning together, you know, almost every single time they fail to mention all of the assets that they have from a digital point of view. So what I try and do is, you know, really challenge the clients to think about it. And I tell them, you know, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about protecting it. And the first step I give them is always to educate themselves. After they've educated themselves, I tell them they have to inventory what they have. You know, so many people have so much more than what they think of at first glance. So after you've educated yourself, you really need to, at that point, inventory anything and everything you have that could be considered an asset. Then and only then can you think about protecting it and making sure that it passes on correctly.
Do you have like a checklist or some kind of steps that you go through somewhere on your website to get people brainstorming, thinking about what kind of assets that they have?
Yeah, we actually have an asset worksheet. I don't know, to be honest with you, if it's posted on the website, but if they go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, just fill out the contact us form, ask for the asset worksheet. I'm happy to email it to them for free, and it's got literally you know, any and every asset you can imagine, you know, that can help jog their memory. You know, maybe there's people that owe you money. Maybe you'd be getting an inheritance. You know, maybe you have a phone number that's worth something. I mean, think about it. You're in business and all of a sudden your phone starts running to the competitor. I mean, what's it worth? So, a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, that is a lot of stuff to think about. And I guess, like you said, the first, if we could recap, the first few steps to take is to start brainstorming, think about it, and to find that trusted advisor.
Definitely.
Right?
You know, first become an educated client, know what's going on, next inventory what you have, and then after that you can find the trusted advisor and really make the plan of how you want to protect yourself both while you're alive and when you pass away.
Thank you so much. That was Hillel Presser from Presser Law Firm, based out of Florida, but nationwide coverage. Is there anything else that you'd like to cover or mention?
No. Just again, you know, as a courtesy, if any of your listeners want more information, just check out our website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Lots of information. And if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them the complimentary copy of Financial Self-Defense.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.